As we have noted, after taking heat for over a year in the local Chicago media over the Rezco scandal, Obama finally decided to face the music, coming into the offices of the Chicago Sun-Times and Chicago Tribune on March 14, 2008, to give a lengthy opening statement and answer questions from the newspapers, editorial staff, and investigative reporters. The Sun-Times bluntly asked Obama, "Why didn't alarm bells go off when you agreed to buy a 10-foot-wide strip of property to buffer your home at the same time reports were coming out that Rezco was being investigated for alleged illegal influence peddling?" Obama answered, "Probably because I had known him for a long time, and he had acted in an above-board manner with me, and I considered him a friend. In retrospect, it should have, so this was a mistake on my part." The newspaper pressed, reminding Obama that he had spoken a lot about judgment in his presidential campaign. "Wasn't the decision to purchase the 10-foot-wide strip from Rezco a judgment issue?" Obama repeated that the decision was a mistake, adding for emphasis, "I said it was a bonehead move. I think it is further evidence I am not perfect." In March 2008, nearly 3 years after the Kenwood House sale closed, the issue had become whether Obama chose to close his eyes to Rezco's obvious improprieties, simply because it was in Obama's personal financial interest not to examine his friend's business practices too closely.